When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at am570lasports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
Solo voy con mi pena, sola va mi condena. Correré mi destino para burlar la ley. Perdido en el corazón de la grande Babilón. Me dicen el clandestino por no llevar.
Could innocence be so naive? Could guilt be so bold?
Oh yeah!
Going it out, Vic. Petros and Money, AM 570, LA Sports Live, everywhere on the iHeart Radio app.
Finally!
Flex Alert.
Flex Alert.
Not for the Dodgers. Day off, travel day. They're making their way to Cincinnati. We'll have a Super Flex tomorrow, but we are your home of the NFL. And we have got NFL football Mondays and Thursdays when the Dodgers aren't playing. We had the Monday night football contest between the Raiders and Ravens. We will have the Thursday night football. No, we didn't. We had Arizona. That's right. Dodgers, Arizona. We will have tonight's New York Giants, Washington football team game. They'll kick off just after 5 p.m. So we're going till 5.
We are going till 5.
On a crunchy group Thursday.
It is a crunchy group Thursday. And who's not feeling crunchy? Well, I don't know about all that.
Crunchy. Crunch it up, y'all.
So crunchy.
Clear it. Clear it.
Yeah,
Vic.
Crunchy.
You in a crunchy mood, Vic? You feeling pretty crunchy today?
I'm crunchy, man. I'm proud of you guys.
Proud of you,
Vic.
You
know, at your Morongo Casino Resort and Spa.
It was
sensational appearance.
It was awesome. You were missed, Vic. A lot of people asking about you, how you're doing, when they might be able to see you again. It was a wonderful crowd. Somewhat intimate, yet quite excitable.
Very much so.
Yes.
On the left side.
We packed the place where we broadcast from, but it was a nice, quaint space.
Stage left was geeked.
Yes.
We had a good time.
And we thank Lisa and everybody else at Morongo Casino Resort and Spa that had us out. Even though the riser was a little shaky.
It was.
And you had to hold your michelada as opposed to leaving it on the table.
We did.
And Wahlburgers didn't open till 4.
It did.
But when they did,
Tim Cates bowed at the altar of Marky Mark's golden poots.
It's not what we were rooting for, but we said, just be honest, Cates. He said, it's the greatest burger I've ever had.
Did you know that when Cates' show started, Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck, no one could hear it because Bert turned it down? And when all the people that stayed to hear the show were saying, we can't hear you, Cates, Bert was blowing it out in the bathroom because he had eaten
that
a three-item combo. And then he got mad when Cates got Wahlburgers because Bert was like, well, I want a Wahlburger. And Cates is like, you just had a Panda Express. But that doesn't mean I don't want a Wahlburger. And then we were trying to get the PA going, and he was in line at Wahlburgers.
That's right. When we were trying to give away our first big prize of the afternoon, he was in line at Wahlburgers.
And then he walked out to his car for like 30 minutes to get his jacket because it was so cold on the inside of Morongo. Like, I used to walk away from sixth grade and take my sweet-ass time coming back from the bathroom because I couldn't stand sitting there.
Sure, and you wanted to have a couple smokes.
At 11.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Bert was so burnt yesterday. Am I wrong, Cates?
No, Bert was burnt.
Did I explain that correctly?
Yeah, Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck started, and I'm doing my opening segment, recapping the night before, setting up the show. And
so birded.
Nobody could hear it out in the audience there because Bert had walked away to go to the bathroom and didn't put up the PA system.
How long was he in the pooper?
Five, 6 minutes.
Okay.
So by the time he came back, our former intern Bree ran over to him to tell him, and he fast walked like that Polish guy with the big schlong. He fast walked over
that guy
to his setup to pot it up. Because as you know, Matt, you cannot figure out that board.
Well, that's why I just did it to upset him. Because he was standing in line at the Wahlburgers when I pretended like I was playing with all the pots and the dials. And it's the fastest I've ever seen Bert move when he thought I was touching his equipment. He sprinted from the order desk at Wahlburgers.
He took a big step. He looked like one of his cats.
Yeah, he was really upset. Like, did you touch anything? No, I didn't, Bert, but we need the PA up.
He was birded.
And he looked like he got Wahlburgered. When we were saying goodbye at the end of the show,
we overfed him.
He looked like he was Wahlburgered so hard.
We overfed him like the guy in a submarine.
You think a three-item combo from Panda Express would hold somebody over?
Three items!
And he got a three-item combo from Wahlburgers.
Yeah, he did.
He got the tater tots and he got the mac and cheese, which was like potato cheese soup.
Meow, meow.
Exactly, Ronnie.
Is Consulate pitching tonight, too? You know, we are hopeful that everybody that made it out had a great time. And we're also flex back.
Music at noon.
Oh, yeah.
Hopeful music at noon.
I just do it so I can hear it.
Oh, yeah. Did you hit the outlets after you left?
No, they closed. Well, no, I didn't.
I hit them.
I was tired.
Yeah, I was exhausted as well.
I was very tired.
But I,
on my way home, I was a little worried, you know. I'd open the window and get some wind in my head.
I had to get the book on tape off because I was...
Yeah, it was putting me to bed.
And
yeah.
I had to put music on. I just started listening to 80s punk rock because I was falling asleep.
Yeah, I needed a change.
I'll tell you, there's something about...
What'd you buy?
Well, here's the thing.
Did you go to the Psycho Bunny?
I went to the Rip Curl and the O'Neill.
Okay, so that's two different outlets.
No, same one. Just the outlets, the outdoor one, not the fancy one.
Smaller
one. Yeah, the smaller one. So Rip Curl, when you go to get the clothes and you're looking at the clothes, it's got the retail price on there, and then it's got, you know, like that yellow sticker, like, hey man, you're getting a sick deal on this thing. So retail, $60. Rip Curl outlet price, $19.99.
Right. It lets you know what you're saving.
What a deal.
Right, because if you don't see what you're saving, you have no chance to go broke saving money.
Exactly.
And that's what you're trying to do with any kind of outlet shopping or sale shopping.
Why am I at this outlet? Because I'm going to get an incredible deal, and I'm going to spend a lot of money and buy things that I don't need because they're on sale. I go to the O'Neill, so I buy a sweatshirt for each of the girls that are home and a pair of sweatpants. Because the travel attire is, I don't know what it's called. Anyway, I need sweatpants for going on the road.
Right.
And then I go to the O'Neill, and they don't have any clearance prices. It's all full retail price. And then there's signs everywhere that say 30% off shirts, 40% off board shorts, 35% off.
They're acting like it's a real O'Neill store.
And I'm like,
that's not the original.
No, that's not the original. I'm not going to buy anything because I don't want to do the mental math. I'm not going to stand here and go, well, this is $60 and it's 40% off. So that's $24.
Wait, but it's still on sale?
Now it's $36. It's still on sale.
Oh, come on, Matt. You're Mr. Mental Math.
But there's no price tags. I want to look at it and be like, whoa.
Oh, you can't hold that against O'Neill. He's been dead for years.
It was too confusing. This sign over here says three T-shirts for $29. This sign says 30% off stretch board shorts. This one's 40% off
pullovers. So you turned your back on Swoneal?
Turned my back on Swoneal. It was Rip Curl all day. A pair of sweatpants and a couple sweatshirts for the kids.
I understand that, Money Money. You want to see the clarity of the price.
Right.
The deep discount is why you're buying the item.
Let's be honest. I mean, it's become more of a thing, the outlet shopping. I mean, people literally busloads of Chinese and Japanese tourists are taken out there.
It's a destination.
It's a huge destination. It's a place. So when I was younger and my grandma would stop there or something, or my parents in or out, or my ex-girlfriend, it was like factory outlet shopping. It was like a warehouse.
Like, hey, this pair of Pumas is $15. They're two different Pumas,
yeah,
but they're the right size.
Where's the other 13? You know, that was really...
Yeah. It's a 12 and a half and a 13. Make it work.
And now the stores actually try to act like it's a real store, and it does confuse a man.
I went into that Le Creuset to see if we could buy a Dutch oven. The wife was looking for a...
You went into the Le Creuset?
Yeah, I did. And again, same thing. It was just too nice. Stuff was too expensive up front, and I'm like, this ain't...
That's not the original?
It's the era we're from. I'm like, this is not outlet shopping. I do not need a $200 Dutch oven from Le Creuset.
You want the risk of being crushed by a pallet above you.
Exactly right. I want to buy that Dutch oven for $20, take it home, and realize the lid is too big, and all the steam is escaping, and it doesn't work. And I go, oh, whatever, it was worth a try, right? $30.
Yeah, look at what I did.
Come on, it happens. It's an outlet store. What do you want?
It is amazing how a sale will exonerate the guilt of being a terrible internet shopper like myself. I mean, I was the other day, I was buying some more stupid bright colored clothing because that's what I do in the middle of the night, and I was gonna pull the trigger and I said, wait, I should sign in because I bet you I have points,
little discount,
because I bought a bunch of other stupid stuff from this site, and I did, and it knocked like $15
look
off
that.
And I was like, whoa
man freaked out.
I mean, you would have thought that somebody just handed me the publisher's clearinghouse. I was like Ed McMahon was standing on my doorstep with a big ass balloon and the vein in his nose pumping like, yes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it really does exhilarates.
Yeah.
So to see it, but you get that moment though, if you're at the O'Neill and let's say you don't even look at the prices or you kind of glance at them, you gather the stuff. And then you go up to the thing, and you think it's going to be like $200.
Oh, and they hit the discount button.
And you're like, whoa, like at the supermarket, like at the Vons, where it's like you save $30. It's like, does anybody pay the full price at the Vons store?
If you do, you got too much money, man. You got way too much money.
If you do, you're Bezos.
Yes.
Bezos just goes,
keep it.
Forget it.
Keep it. Hey, do you have a rewards card? Keep it.
You got 5 bottles of liquor here. Do you want to do the 6-pack? You know, get one. Bezos.
The other problem, too, is like there was something slightly romantic about buying a shirt or shoes at the outlet store, because just remembering when I was a child and when we graduated from the Kmart to the outlet stores to Marshalls and TJ Maxx, like I'd be like, yeah, I got me a polo shirt.
Yeah.
And it's the worst shade of blue you've ever seen, and the polo guy is like neon yellow.
No, but he is.
but
that's
the polo guy. And now it's like, same stuff.
Hey,
it's the same stuff.
It's a mid-tier Picasso, but it's a Picasso.
Hey, it's still a polo, isn't it? Well, yeah, it is the ugliest polo I've ever seen, and one of the sleeves is shorter on one side.
When was the last time Yuko made you hit the outlets there, Vic?
Oh, it's been a long time, but I totally respect the outlet stores because it's the thrill of the person
chase.
To person buying, as opposed to the digital, where it's numb. You in the middle of the night, you know, you're getting colorful clothes. Wouldn't you rather try on, you know, those wacky colors instead of just ordering digitally?
I'm sorry, Vic. I went the outlet. Look, we are
you're
your
right,
show
Vic.
Of record for a lot of things. But the outlet show of record is Rob Parker. I don't know if I love Rob. He is one of my favorite people on earth, and he always posts photos of what he's purchased. These ridiculous Gucci slippers, these jackets.
I bought these angel wings from the Prada store.
It could not have worked out better. We're talking about this. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to check Rob's Twitter account just to see if I get lucky. Look at what he just posted less than an hour ago. That is what is up on Rob's. Go ahead.
Gotta come clean. I bought some $500 pants from TJ Maxx. Was shocked to find high fashion there. Hashtag who knew? Everybody, Rob. How much did he pay?
He paid $553 for a pair of pants at TJ Maxx. because you get the max for the minimum. That is not the minimum.
Man, you better take that to Sunset Boulevard.
I mean, shocked to find high fashion at that's TJ exorbitant. Maxx?
That's exorbitant.
That is my... That
yeah, every once in a while.
That would have been my school budget for the year, for 2 years, 5 years.
Kate's?
Rob goes to TJ Maxx and Marshall's, buys that gear, then embroiders The Odd Couple, his show with Chris Broussard, and sells it as show gear.
Nobody is going to give him $600 oh, no. for no. that pair of pants. Those no. are for him.
They might.
And by the way, you guys are spot on.
Eddie weighs a buck four.
The yeah. tourist ruining the outlet malls.
Oh, you went yesterday.
I didn't say they ruined it.
Oh, they have. I'm going to say they have. Because yesterday, that place was a ghost town. There was nobody oh, there. Yeah. Because of COVID, there's nobody coming from overseas.
Tourism.
And because of that.
Taking a hit.
When there was tour groups by the buses just unloading at the outlets in Morongo, those places realized, hey, we can jack our prices up. We don't need to give them big discounts. Oh. They're going to buy them anyways.
So that's now the prices are back down?
No.
You the think prices are higher right now?
Yes, they still are high.
Kate, you think every price is high?
That is true.
Like you look at the Foster's Freeze signs from the 50s and you're like, oh, that's a lot.
15 cents.
I mean, come on. That's a lot for a...
Seriously, $3.99 for a double scoop
How many
dip?
Burgers do I get for 40 cents? One?
It's just frozen dessert. Who wants to pay a nickel for that?
We have three.
That's the other thing that they're missing.
Hold on.
Outlet shopping used to also involve a giant hot dog or slice of pizza for like a dollar.
No, now they have the bougie pickup sticks,
exactly.
and Jersey Mike's, the Five Guys burgers and
right.
fries.
It's like, exactly. They have a Five Guys there. Well, I don't want the Five Guys.
That I understand. Make it like a mall. Make
I want a
like
burger the size of my head for $2.
Well, you can get over to the A&W right yeah. there.
Right?
The A&W.
They still got the drive-in at the A&W?
Yes.
Right are there. All the outlets like this, like Camarillo? I mean, we're talking about the one that's ranks the Morongo.
I think so.
They've all gone in the same direction.
I think they've all embraced the same approach to outletting.
Except for Chaps. When you go in there, they treat you like you're going into prison. They strip you down and they hose you. They check your bunghole.
it's a real
don't
to-do.
Go to Chaps, man. Chaps is rough. All right, we have.
What was the other one? Sorry.
Did you look for sunglasses?
Alexander Julian. That was a big outlet back in the day. Colors by Alexander Julian. The outlet.
The girls were into Benetton.
Jeffrey Bean.
Jeff Bean.
Another big outlet. Yeah, JB, Benetton yeah. and the Esprit. Big outlet action.
Joe Abood.
Oh, Abood.
Joe Abood's like,
Abood
what up?
Was a big one.
What up? You want some shirts with the arms super long?
Abood.
You want to look a shorts up to your nipples, but the arms are long like you're an ape?
Abood.
Joe Abood outlet. All right, Matt, because we have a Three Things Thursday and the three big NFL games this weekend to talk about, one of them is tonight.
Tonight! Hello, Kate.
Phone, it's not me.
Is it Ronnie?
Vic?
Oh, is that you, Vic?
I think someone was calling in. They're done.
You sure?
Yes.
Okay.
Our fortunes come in threes today, Matt. Listen.
Oh, I hear it now.
Three big football games to promote. Thursday night foosball tonight. The New York Gigants with that hardcore coach from the Patriots.
Judge.
Taking on the Washington Foosballers. Team that the Chargers just defeated. You get to see how good that defense really is. Because if that white guy goes and carves up a Washington, you're going to be like,
maybe we're under the gun.
That's 5:20 kick tonight. Presented in part by BJ's Restaurants and Brewhouse. Find a location near you at bjsrestaurants.com. That's one of the three.
Two
of the three is a Tim Cates special at the Rose Bowl on Saturday.
UCLA Fresno State. Countdown to kickoff starts at 5 p.m. with Tim Cates from Lot H. Kickoff late. Pac-12 after dark, 7:45 p.m. I mean, how's UCLA supposed to rise in the ranks when they're kicking off at 11 p.m. Eastern?
Well, I'll tell you, Chip Kelly answered that question on Monday, Matt. He says it's drive time in the Philippines, and we're going to put a show on for Manila.
Yeah.
It's going to be great a tough competition because the Hawaii-San Jose State game kicks at 9:30 Pacific,
Oh, look out.
And we got all the bars in Manila are playing Hawaii-San Jose State.
Tune in Tokyo.
Come on. Come in Manila. Tell me, Taiwan.
More Rod Parker.
I don't think I'd buy those. I don't think I'd even buy those. And I buy stupid stuff.
Yeah. He's amazing.
But not stupid designer stuff.
Oh, he loves the stupid designer stuff at the outlets.
He can't help it.
Can you believe these didn't sell? Can you believe that these didn't sell at Gucci?
The second of the three is UCLA Fresno State. Make sure you visit the Coors Light Chill Zone for a chance to win $500.
Whoa.
Located on the north side of the stadium on the golf course. And then the third of the three, Matt, we got to wait all the way till Sunday. Kickoff at 1:25. Three.
Chargers, Cowboys. 1:25 p.m. kick on Alt 98.7. We'll have pregame at 11:30. Cowboys looking to avoid starting 0-2. It is the Cowboys, the Packers, and I can't remember the other team, maybe the Patriots, that have not started 0-2 in a season for the last 12 years. So, history suggests going to be a hell of a tough task for the Chargers to knock off the Cowboys. 1:25 p.m. SoFi Stadium, first game with fans, regular season for the Bolts in their new home, and you'll hear it on our sister station, Alt 98.
I got a quick prediction for tonight's Giants-Washington squad.
Is that right?
Daniel Jones.
That's the first of the three.
It's tonight on your home of the NFL.
Tonight at 5. Daniel Jones, the Giants might as well start Nora Jones. They're done.
Ha! Oh, Vic, hold on. Done. I'm going to gong that out.
Done.
I don't know why I didn't stay to compete in this football game.
Oh, yeah. I love it. Love it. You guys working in concert here.
Nice, yeah. Vic.
Good one, Vic.
Come on.
Nora Jones. You know who her dad is? Was? Is? Vic?
I do know this. Who is it?
Nora Jones.
You know who her dad is?
No.
It ain't Tom Jones. Ravi Shankar.
I didn't know that.
Is that right? That's a wild pull.
Pulled it right out of my urethra and shoved it in your face, Vic.
Listen, I'll take that every time.
Yeah, that's a wide urethra.
I'm just saying. The Dodgers gained a game last night.
How about that?
They're and only down a game five.
And they're about to gain a half game today if this holds. 4-0 Padres at the top of the fifth.
That's why I've been tweeting religious jargon of priests for the dads. Because the dads are coming through for us right now.
They are.
So, but look at how remarkable that is. We got Dodger games all weekend long. Tomorrow, Dodgers-Reds. Yet we still have three huge football contests to promote on our air.
As Kate said in the past, and it gained traction, we got all the games to be played on station. That's what we do. Play-by-play. My man, it's all about big events, tent poles, and play-by-play. That's what moves the needle. Monday Night Football, tent pole. Thursday Night Football, tent pole.
Do you remember the Aka Joe?
Oh. Got some history with Aka Joe. 100% cotton. Aka Joe.
Yeah.
All right, Vic, we love you.
Feeling you guys.
We'll be back with more great sports talk next.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Get P and Money on your smart speaker.
Mic check.
Just say, Alexa.
Yes?
Play AM 570 LA Sports on iHeartRadio.
Feldman'll join us in the 5 o'clock hour or the 4 o'clock hour.
Why? Something going on? Some kind of coaching movement?
A little something. Mike Lombardi, old friend of the show, who used to come on with us regularly and really likes the show, but cannot anymore because he did a deal with like some national radio company that he can only go on their sports talk station. Put it out on his podcast. He says, "Hey, listen, I got an exec that's out there. He's really good friends with Urban. Urban ain't cut for this NFL stuff. It ain't for him. He don't like it. He ain't happy."
Well, you know, reactionary, Matt.
There's recruiters and there's coaches. And Urban is a recruiter and he don't like this NFL thing too much. So Bruce Feldman can react to that.
We'll ask him.
And all of the heat around the many big names in college football for the plum job that is USC Trojan football in 2022.
You know, Matt, we're looking forward to that conversation.
Aren't we?
We're looking forward to three things Thursday.
Next hour.
We're looking forward to the big NFL game tonight.
Tonight!
And don't forget, tomorrow is a big flex alert on PMS. The Dodgers are in Cincinnati, so that means we start
early.
A la uno.
It's a super flex. Do we go till 3:30 or 3, Cates? Huh?
Tim?
3 o'clock.
Okay, so a super flex. We will be off before our normal scheduled start even arrives.
I would like to read you a few texts regarding our conversation in the first segment.
The secret text us online.
Sold out to Chevy.
When Rob Parker says high fashion, does he mean you have to be high as S for them to look good? Because those pants look... He wrote something that's not okay to read on air. I don't know. Rob looks good when he comes in. Like, he looks good. But the stuff he buys and touts online and the amount he buys them for and the places he goes to buy them, like the Bijan...
It is, oh.
The Bijan sidewalk sale.
Remember when every girl wore Bijan perfume?
Oh. Have you seen the sign on Santa Monica? Yes.
Sure have.
Seen the sign. You know it's the most expensive store in Los Angeles? Yes.
I seen the sign.
Where you want me to take you over to the, what's the place called? The Big Chill, the frozen yogurt. That's where all the West Side ladies like to hang out.
We got to hit Rob Parker and let him know he's got to put those pants on. We need it.
I want to see.
Yeah, we need them. We need it. That's a good. Yeah, we
put your puzzo in those pants.
Yeah, put your puzzo in a pants. Snap a photo. We need to see them on you.
The Camarillo outlets.
They need to be hemmed.
This text says the Camarillo outlets are almost full price. You know how much of a discount they offer?
Not much. Not much.
Tim Cates said something like that as well. This text says Camarillo outlets are like Fallujah. You got to pack it. You got to pack your strap if you're going out there. Wait a minute.
Come on.
That's Fallujah.
Seems a little aggressive.
Fallujah? I mean, Camarillo.
Is it that bad? I remember buying a pair of Pumas in Camarillo.
I'll tell you an outlet that's pretty good is the Barstow one. They still got good prices out there.
Like the food?
At
like
what?
Prices? What do they have
at
out
the
there?
Bass Pro Shop?
The Oshkosh Bagosh?
Yeah.
No, they have a brand new outlet
loser
mall out there. They got Kate Spade, 70% off. Let's
Katie
go.
Spade?
Oh, wow.
They got Kate Spade purses?
You got a Kate Spade bag. Do people still carry Kate Spade bags?
Yeah, Katie Spade.
She's still big time?
I mean, she's no Tory Burch, but she still does her due.
Okay.
I think she ended her own life.
That's terrible.
Yeah. Cates wants to build a wall around the outlet mall and keep those foreigners out. Make outlets great again.
Never said that. Never said that.
MOGA.
Never said that.
Make outlets great again. That's basically what you said.
I said make the prices great again.
These stores ruined it. Show up, Nitty. Next thing you know.
Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong.
I'm just a guy speaking the truth, all right? You're all afraid to say it.
Yep. Tell me I'm wrong.
MOGA.
Make outlets great again. Kate's outside holding up a fist. All pissed
hey,
off.
Hey, get the buses out of here.
Hey.
Used to be a time where things were actually on sale.
You're not going into James' purse.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to build an arch, and the buses will be too tall to pass through the arch, so they won't be able to pull in. See what I mean? That's how we're going to fix
it's
this.
Too hot.
MOGA.
I saw Rob Parker at Ross once, and not far from him was Ron Jeremy eating chicken wings out of his Nissan. Quite a duo.
Chicken wings, Ron, you got some extras?
Oh, Ross Dress for Less. God, I love the outlet battles. Marshalls versus Ross Dress for Less versus TJ Maxx.
San Clemente outlets have terrible pricing, but damn, those bathrooms are nicer than the ones at Bezos' house.
Is that right?
I don't know. Has anybody been down to San
Clemente? I've been there. San Clemente outlets. He's right. Bathrooms are very nice.
Is that like what? Yes. Why? Like full-length doors? You have your own little toilet suite if you got to go number two?
Open space, clean, smells good.
How about that?
Yeah.
I can get behind that. I always appreciate that.
Rob Parker must have space pants because his ass looks out of this world. I can't do this anymore. I'm almost tempted, even though we haven't done it in a long time, but it's not our hour. I'm almost tempted to take outlet calls. MOGA calls.
I do think one of the
Make outlets great again.
One of the great caller-driven segments we've ever had was when we requested people call us and share way before it became a cool thing to get into. We're talking 15 years ago. Share their most ridiculous purchase at Costco. And then, of course, it became a thing and we just abandoned that. But it was a hell of a caller-driven segment when the individual said he went with his grandfather on a Costco run. His mother got really pissed because his grandpa bought a casket.
I do remember that. This would be like MOGA ideas, I think.
Oh, how to
yeah.
How to MOGA.
Not like, you know, I went to the Esprit.
And I bought a half shirt.
I bought all the jellies.
Oh yeah, the jellies.
No way Wahlburgers is better than Herd Burger, you lames.
Fair point.
I mean, I'll tell you what.
Has anyone had a Herd Burger yet?
Kates has got to go now that he betrayed us and ate that Wahlburger.
Yeah, and then sung its praises.
How could you, Kates?
He was just being honest.
Eat it?
Was it good?
It was really good.
How much for one Wahlburger, which is like the size of a baby's fist?
Nah, it was like $9. It's not bad. Five Guys is like 12.
Yeah, but
yeah,
it's big.
It's the size of a baby. Your Wahlburger was the size of a baby's fist. Five Guys burger is gigantic. And brilliant marketing, put those fries in the bottom of the bag, so you think they've really stuffed that bag of fries. Like, holy crap, look at all these fries they gave me, right? Don't you feel good when you stick your hand in that Five Guys?
Yeah, you do.
You're like, damn, look at all these
look
fries.
Look at these fries. It's overflowing.
And then you realize the bag is like the size of a Dixie cup.
But there's still the abundance of fries.
Yes.
The San Clemente Outlets is a great place to bump and dump. That's true if you're coming up from Mexico.
That's the truth.
My ex got some Martha Stewart outlet crotchless panties.
Okay.
I think we should open up the phone.
They're open.
Phones are open.
866-987-2570.
So the idea is ideas to make outlets great again. We've already mentioned.
MOGO.
We need more.
MOGA.
MOGA. We need
You
more.
Want an arch to stop the buses.
I want BS. Just misshapen.
This is your
long
idea,
size shoes. I want outlet clothes back again for $5 and $7.
I don't
want
to hear that some guy spent $20 at TSE and got a really soft sweater for his girlfriend.
No, I want the worst color. I want the Tommy Hilfiger. Oh yeah, the right side was yellow, the left side was green. One sleeve was pink and the other one was blue. But hey, it's a Hilfiger. I'm feeling pretty good about it. That's what I want at outlets again. I want sales that you can't believe. Not $499 high fashion pants at TJ Maxx.
Somebody just sent me and said, compare at $22, our price, $21.99. We'll be right back with your calls. Yeah, we're going to open up the phones. We were at the outlets yesterday, and there's nothing more American than super retail. You know, and I realized those people that just walked off when they didn't win the last set of tickets all puffed up and angry, they still got Dodger tickets from us.
Well, I think there was a contingency of Morongo Casino patrons that just made their way over that were like, hey, what's going on over here?
Like townies?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
The Cutters were there. And they were like, what can I get for free? And when they got nothing for free, after screaming, wah, 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 for an hour. They left in a huff.
You know, we have ignored our friends on the five, and they were hot. You ever need a nice Columbia puffy coat and some sweet Hugo Boss swag, where are you going to go? What if you F up? Go to the Citadels. Come on, Matt. Show some love.
You know how I feel about the Citadel. Why are you going to give me a ticket for looking at my phone, yet you got 90 video boards that are constantly peppering you with retail ads, and there's skid marks all over the five because there's accidents there every 30 minutes?
No skid marks in the San Clemente outlet bathroom.
Ah, no. Clean. I got bidets.
Hey, fool. Ask Red State Cates if he's been to the Ontario Mills outlets. That's MAGA MOGA country. MOGA.
Make outlets great again is what Cates is looking for.
Your call's next.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
The Petros and Money Show. PMS. Podcasted at am570lasports.com.
Got three things Thursday coming up next hour.
I bet the phones are stacked.
We got two calls.
Oh, come on.
One is Gonzo.
It's not the Gonzo. Gonzo.
It's not the Gonzo. Are we sure?
But we should still play the thing.
Colombian, libertarian, revolutionary bodyguard Gonzo.
The other is John in Anaheim. Our Make Outlets Great Again campaign.
Well,
courtesy of Tim Cates saying he was tired of all the tourists ruining the outlets.
You complained too, Matt. You complained too.
I didn't. I complained about the pricing structures.
Yeah, you complained about O'Neill. No, and we said the outlets are different than they used to be.
They are.
And that's why we're MOGA.
How would you improve outlet shopping?
I just got a text that says, Joe Abood is good for long torso, short legged, 6 foot gordos like me.
There you go. I'm booted up.
I bought a dress shirt at the Gap outlet. Only on my way to a job interview to realize it was a pajama top.
Yeah, see, that's outlet shopping. That is outlet shopping. I love that.
These are great shorts. Oh, my God, they're boxers. My puto keeps slapping out. All right, what do we got, Matt? Let's talk to the other All Gonzo. Right.
Gonzo in L.A. Make outlets great again, Gonzo.
Hey, P, I'm a little surprised you haven't mentioned took you so long to mention the Citadel outlets. They're the triple OGs of L.A. I mean,
I know. It makes us sound elitist. It makes us sound like Colin Cowherd.
No, I don't know. You got to go get a Levi trucker jacket. Your lady needs to update her Lululemon. And the kids need some Carter gear. Where else are you going to go? Get an Auntie Annie's pretzel and a Jamba Juice. It's just a great afternoon right there.
I think this guy works there.
It sounds like it.
Yeah. No,
I'm going to try some Chuli's gum. All you guys smoking these cigarettes. Chuli's gum. What? Go ahead.
I have another question, though. Hey, I know where everybody knows Case loves doing Dodgers on deck, but when you guys say every day that he goes from 6 to 7 doing Dodgers on deck, is that some kind of a corkscrew joke because he can't go from 6 to 12?
Wow. Unbelievable Oppo reactions in separate rooms. I mean, that was like two sides of a stadium. And this side of the stadium, Matt and I were like, and then Cates on the other side of the stadium was like, God damn, why did I take this
shoulder slump? And by the way, Cates did not hang up on him. Gonzo just hung up. He's like, you ain't going to hang up on me. I'm going to hang up.
This is also true, Cates, and we didn't mention this, but this might also fill into your MOGA world. I somehow found myself at the Morongo outlets during a Thanksgiving weekend. I've never had so many parking lot accidents in my life.
Ooh.
Close calls. I won't explicitly say why. It must be he has a
John
big,
in Anaheim.
Must be he has a big car.
John in Anaheim, you're on Make Outlets Great Again. Welcome.
So, Southern California, as you know,
is chock full of outlets with high-priced items, quality items, items that you would probably give to an in-law or to a rival at work.
And tight, but the real tight parking spaces, too, though.
Certainly. Those lines are painted tight.
Oh, that is true. And this is a big country, especially if you're driving this Chevy Silverado. You need a big parking spot.
That's true.
That.
But the real outlets are outside of California, like in Eastern Oregon. I was driving through some time ago.
Eastern Oregon.
What did you see?
Eastern Oregon. There is a outlet that used to just carry forgotten literature, like forgotten William S. Burroughs books, and also taxidermy. And it was failed taxidermy that looked okay, but just slightly off. Teeth were a little off, claws were a little off, eyes were a little cockeyed, a little misshapen. And I think those are the outlets that we need to start bringing back to bring in some culture and maybe just a little bit of an aesthetic to
Southern
California way of life.
I mean, it's
not a bad call,
it's
though.
It's a great call, John. I mean,
more of a thoughtful call than we usually get.
Market it as a destination.
I know.
For tourism.
I just had to point it out, though.
No, when people when people call here, they really do throw themselves into the funeral pyre of great sports talk. Like that Like that Gonzo guy called. And he was pretty good.
Oh, he had it lined up. It was tight. Hey, here's what you got. Levi's, Carter's, Auntie Annie's.
And yet, the jealousy, somebody just texted, that Gonzo dude is so white and a failure. Why are you still on?
Hunter, it's not Dr. Guy.
Get out of here. Nobody needs you still around. You're done.
Forgotten literature and busted up taxidermy. It's like a pretty hipster outlet.
Oh, that guy just, that guy, after he ejected, he sent a text. Tell Gates it's all love. Sorry for the corkscrew job.
What's his area code?
562.
Like that.
He works for Matt. Well, my song was in love, but my heart. How about this? Yesterday, Fred and Rodney cucked you hoes.
What?
With the car chase coverage, saying that they're the only show to do it. Now they used up Vic like a 10-cent streetwalker in the 2 o'clock hour. What's happening at AM 570, my man?
What the F is happening at AM 570? What the F are they doing at AM 570?
Like, when you say it's 6 to 7, do you mean?
It's because you're saying.
I waste away. Don't break away.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.